Today is Tuesday, June 12th, 2012. We are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. My name is Dan Whalen, and with me as always is...
Adam Erdman.
And you are listening to the Buffering Podcast. Adam, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. Had a very strange start to the beginning of my week.
Right. But how are the stitches healing?
Yeah, the stitches are going well. Dad is recovering very nicely, so... All is coming back around, and we'll be right with the world soon. So,
cool.
Yeah. What about you? How you doing?
Oh, yeah. I giant blisters on my feet because I am a man-child living alone, where it is my prerogative to think that I'm doing the right thing because I'm a man, therefore I'm smart, and then I walk a mile in sandals with a rough padding on there. Which, you know...
I'm seeing some smirks from our yet-to-be-announced guests.
But it made sense at the time because I had another blister on my foot and I didn't want to hurt that one, so therefore I should wear something horrible for my feet and then walk a mile. It just seemed right. But no, I've been walking on...
What else are you going to do?
Walking on pins and needles, so now the pain is in my thighs. And so it's just slowly moving up day by day, and it's just... I'm hoping it comes out my fingers somehow.
That'd be good.
Yeah. I don't know. I went back to our mic check with the beard shooting everywhere, but just translated to my fingers, which
right.
means everyone now has to listen to the mic check, which you can find at bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find photos from the episode that I am now reminding myself to take said photo. You can also find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, by searching for any of our guests' names, past or present. You can also find us on Twitter by going to @BufferPodcast. You can basically get updates about the website. You can find us on Foursquare by basically coming to the Frank Oz Memorial Studio and checking in. You can also find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
And you well
Facebook, you know.
Did you say Facebook? I think you said
.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
I kind of zoned out a little bit. But you can also hear Buffering on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio. The smarter way to listen to radio. I did it.
You did it. That was good. No stumbles.
Segways.
Segways indeed. But yes, introducing our guest, who one of them just saw herself on our scrolling screen of guests, is Lauren Lola Shower. I was going to almost say that backwards.
That's okay.
Because it's...
I just call her Lola.
Well, we call her Lola. I can't even say it anymore. Lola, but, you know... People who may be looking for her professionally might find her as Lauren. So
depends on where you're looking, I guess. I have had people talk to me about myself not knowing myself is also the other.
Whoa.
It was a very strange experience.
You mean you're two people?
I kind of felt like that.
This lady walks up to you and is admiring the work of Lola and she's like,
Yeah.
This Lola character is very talented. Lauren, would you tell me about her work?
Yeah, it was actually kind of like that. It was one of my management professors who did not know that I was Lola telling me about the show that I was in. It
wow.
was LOLs.
Huh.
Wow.
But it was an interesting experience.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And also joining us for the first time is Molly Camp.
Hello.
And I said it right. I was worried. I almost... backed out and threw the
H in for some reason. I mean, you can say it the German way, the Kampf, if you want. Kampf. I mean, I'll answer to it, but it's a little harsh sometimes. So,
because didn't they just outlaw Mein Kampf in Germany?
I don't know.
I thought that happened recently.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
I don't know. I'm trying to do a spin on your name versus her.
Yeah.
Have you ever been talked to about yourself thinking you were somebody else?
No. Unfortunately not. I just go by Molly, so it's kind of hard to... For people to mix it up, you know what I mean? So,
do you know what your last name means in German?
It means struggle, actually. And my first name is a derivative of Mary, which means bitter in Hebrew. So my parents did not do enough research on my name when they named me, I've decided. I'm destined for.
Your name is Bitter Struggle.
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome, I mean, actually.
I had a really good bitter beer recently. So bitter isn't always.
Yeah, that's true. But when you put it in front of struggle, you know what I mean?
Well, that just goes back to our conversation we had about hot mess.
Truth. But it's good. It's good. Mm-hmm. Mine is shower, which means to watch or the watcher. I don't know.
Of course, even though you said it, I was thinking to wash or the washer because shower, it just makes sense.
It does.
Something was lost in translation there, but yeah.
What about your
Earthman?
Earthman?
Earthman. Earthman.
Oh, all right.
Farmer.
There you go.
Oh, I thought like your neighbors were from space or something. Just to juxtapose you as there's Earthman and then there's Frank.
Yeah. So, yep. Adam.
Because Martians are named Frank.
Adam.
I'm already. So he's buddies with Frank.
There we go.
Man, Earthman.
Eric and I were talking about this on our bike ride. If you're a Martian, that's you're on the planet and somebody from another planet has come into your country. But if you are the person landing on a foreign planet, you're a Marsh out.
Adam liked that one.
I'm trying to think of what the actual ending would be, but I can't think of what it is. Because Marsh out just sounds too good.
It does.
But just to bring it full circle, mine's actually O'Phalen Wolf.
Wolf. Wow.
Dan Wolf.
Dan Wolf.
I like it.
Hot very mess. okay, so we do have one reasonable news story that we still haven't covered, is that an application within Spotify, the music streaming company, a new app has been funded, and they've raised $3 million so far. It's called SoundDrop, where, you know how Spotify works, where you can basically listen to music as you see fit, you can just... Okay, well, Lola, what happens is you create an account and then you think of a song.
All Star by Smash Mouth.
And then you
I'm
go.
So
and you,
sorry.
You go. No, I. That, okay, well, I'd say that'd be in my top five for first answers. But
okay. Yeah. Okay. I feel better.
But so you know, you log into your account, be it on your computer or on your phone or what have you, and then you just listen to that song that you wanted.
Hmm.
And then. It's not like Pandora where you pick something and then it just plays a series of songs. It's
right.
Just you find the song that you want and you listen to it and then, you know, you find another song. So a lot of people have been a lot of people have been judging them harshly versus Pandora for saying that there's not a lot of music discovery that goes on. It's really, I know what I'm going to listen to because it's the first thing I thought of because I've already heard it.
Right.
But this SoundDrop place essentially is rooms... hosting music from Spotify surrounding a specific artist. So you could go listen to an artist's full body of work in this one place. And it'll just be, you know, the live version of this and then the studio version of that and then the B-side of this. And, you know, it's just that one person, that one artist through and through. And the first thing that I could think of, and I actually have to poll you on this, Pandora, yes?
Yep.
Yes.
Pandora, yes? Yep. Pandora. Mm-hmm. All right, we get to have a conversation that I actually thought of. Good. It's, realistically, this is an offshoot of Spotify. So if you want to have an account with no commercials or you want to have one on your mobile, you have to pay money for it. Whereas for Pandora, there's a free one with commercials or you can pay a fixed amount per year and then no commercials and a few extra skips or something. The question I thought of that I wanted to pose to everyone just to see where it goes is knowing how Pandora works where you type in a song or an artist and it builds a playlist for you, if you could pick an artist and it would legitimately play just their entire body of work, what would be the first thing that you'd pick?
Enya. Because it goes on forever. Well, you gotta... Well, my thing is if I think of an artist and I pick an artist, their body of work is going to be how big and how extensive. Like, is there going to be a variety within their work, or is it going to be the same song over and over and over and over and over and over and over again? Enya's got, like, 10 albums or something like that. Damn. And each of them are just ever so slightly different. Some of them are in different languages. Some of them have a different style. And you can sleep to it. It'll jazz you up. It's great stuff. The end.
Hmm. Wow. A great example of an answer. Molly? Adam?
Or just a great answer, not really necessarily an example of one. Like an actual
an
one.
Actual answer, not just an example of
or
an answer.
It would be below the question itself in italics after EX period.
Yes, like the gold standard.
Yes. The paradigm.
Wow. Well, what about you, Molly? Tough act to follow.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't really like the idea of only choosing one artist.
Well, it'd just be that gut, like, it wouldn't be the only, it would just be, like, the first.
If I had to pick one.
It would be your first one that you'd just kind of go to when you're logging into Pandora. It's just like, okay, I get to make a channel just for one artist.
Yeah.
What artist do you want to listen to first the most?
Or
which artist do you think, do you have more favorites of? Like, you know, there are some bands that you know where it's just they're a one-hit wonder in your mind.
Right.
Or they're the ones where it's you go from this CD to this CD mm-hmm. to this CD, or at least skip around a little bit. Just kind of that gut reaction thing.
Probably Black Keys. They have a ton of albums, I think. How many albums do they have? 10, maybe? No, I think
no,
it's a little
they
less
have
than 10.
They've 4.
Been around that long.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I know.
That's funny.
Does that include live?
Yeah.
My station on Pandora would, of course, include live.
If that was available.
Yes.
Maybe.
I don't know now.
I'm sure there are
Black Keys live recordings. I'm sure there are.
I think they have...
They do.
I want to say they have a little bit more than 4, but not much more.
No.
Like, maybe so. 6.
4.
Is it 4? Okay.
Because there's Rubber Factory, the one that came after that starts with...
Magic
it's got,
Potion?
Like, Magic Potion. Yeah. The Station...
Attack and Release?
Attack and Release, and then the next one, El Camino.
6. Sorry.
Oh, there's 6?
Yep.
Okay, producer Katie says 6. Just to clue everyone in for a second there.
Yeah, just so everybody gets an answer.
I love the Black Keys.
Me too.
I read an article of the actor from... The main character from Hunger Games. I cannot remember her name.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah. And she said that her favorite band is the Black Keys because when you're listening to them, everything you do seems cooler. And
oh,
I have
it's
to
so
agree,
true.
Right?
Yeah. I drive down the road, put on some Black Keys, and I just feel instantly more awesome. Like, see, you guys don't know because you haven't done it yet is the problem.
It's
like,
awesome.
You guys just need to do it.
I've done it. Well, I've done it.
And my audio trigger is less feeling cool, more, oh my God, there are cops chasing me. And like, I am really dangerous when the theme from Pirates of the Caribbean comes on or Why So Serious from the
Dark Knight soundtrack.
Dark Knight soundtrack. Thank you.
See,
just,
I could
it
see
sounds
Dark
like that.
Knight.
Just like, yes, I have to drive fast now.
I would not pick Pirates of the Caribbean. I think I'd have to be on a boat
yeah, I was
for that.
Say, maybe
well,
like,
the catch is,
oh, yeah.
So many times Adam would crank that on the Poppy Seed Muffin.
Mm. On your iPod stereo.
Yes.
Yes.
And I would sit in the front, you know, in the little seating area there, and I would just go to town. I love the wind and the rushing, and, you know, it's just equated to speed for me.
I see. I have an embarrassingly funny video to show you then because our color guard choreographed a routine for that for a winter show that I, to my great embarrassment, helped choreograph. And I will have to show you now because you will love the splice of the song that we did because we have all 3 themes in the one song. And oh,
jeez,
that's fabulous and embarrassing.
Adam, how about you?
Oh, big question. But if I was just goofing around and I had the computer sitting in front of me and I just typed in the first thing that popped into my head based on what I've been having pop into my head recently. I'd have to say Run DMC.
Wow.
Excellent. It's tricky to rock, oh, rhyme to rock, oh, rhyme. That's right. On time is tricky. It's tricky, 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 tricky. Huh.
I will say that their version of Walk This Way trumps Aerosmith in every single note.
Mm, yes, that was pretty fantastic.
Don't and the music Aerosmith. Video was pretty good, too. Mm.
And I remember there was, like, at some MTV award show of some, at some point, they actually got Run and Aerosmith up on stage to do it together. And I remember that being pretty awesome.
Epic.
Yeah.
Okay, to my embarrassment, I will say that the top thing on my Pandora list is the Glee. It just says Glee on it.
Oh, yeah. There's no shame in that.
Well, wouldn't you run into, like, a lot of college a cappella, you know?
Well, you get, like, Straight No Chaser, but then you get, like, Journey, and you get some blues thrown in there, and Britney Spears. Like, you get such an awesome variety, but you get, like, the hard-hitting ballads from the 80s, and it's an interesting mix because they do such a different range, but then you get the ones that, like, the actual real artists sing as well as the ones that Glee does. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you'll get, and I've never had this happen where you'll have back-to-back the Glee version and then the real version, but you'll get them within the same hour, which is kind of fun.
Huh.
Wow.
And I mean, then if you sit there and you like the ones that you like through, that'll start, you know, putting more of that spin into it too, so.
Cool. Very cool. But yeah. Run DMC.
I will. I haven't listened to enough of them.
That or else... I probably wouldn't do the Beatles, because that's been overplayed in my head recently.
And I imagine that would be something where if you had it, or if you wanted to listen to it, you probably already had it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
In one way or another.
Yeah, but if you typed it into Pandora or something like that, it would be also to get the variety of people that were like them.
I know, but this is still the... You know,
oh, yeah, just them.
Just their catalog.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, I mean, realistically, you'd have some access to most, too, if not all of it, one way or another.
Right.
That's what I think.
They do have a good, like, mix of variety within the Beatles.
Which is why, like, I love Beatles Rock Band.
It's true.
Right?
Started playing that again.
Nice.
I have Gold on the Ceiling stuck in my head hardcore now.
Mm, good one.
Stupid Black Keys.
Yeah, I don't know. What else would I pick?
Well, how about... I'll go through mine while you think.
Yeah, what do you got? We didn't actually hear what you were going to think.
Yes, that's true. Because my answer would be Cake.
Of course.
Because Cake. At this point, I've gone back, and the way I set up my iTunes is every time, you know, once it breaks a certain threshold of plays, then it moves up in its rating.
Star rating, yeah.
And so every single Cake track I have has at least like 25 plays, so it's up in the 5-star level.
Yeah.
And so I figured that would be the one thing where I could just, regardless of album, I could just bomb all the way through it, mm-hmm. which is why I'm really excited. They're going to be at Basilica Block Party on July 6th in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Man.
And tickets are still available, and I was very excited that is working out for me.
You are so segue crazy tonight. It's amazing.
But it's good. He's doing it with skills.
He is.
It's the mental research that I should do every time and just train myself to remember things.
Violet X.
Yeah.
Because even at this point, things. It's like, do I have to look anything up? No. And I can't put down my phone because I'm so used to relying so heavily upon it.
Yeah. I would definitely say that I would, and I've heard pretty much all of their live recordings and B-sides and stuff like that. But it would be cool to see if there was anything that Block Party had did that I had missed.
Because that was the other thing that I was going to see if anyone brought up is New Discovery, where, I mean, I was talking about how I've listened to everything for Cake, but it'd be interesting, you know, to give an answer where you have like one album that you love from beginning to end of a band and you just want to hear the rest of it incomplete just to, you know, learn more. Because we kind of pulled a Spotify on Pandora by limiting to what we knew.
So like an album of a band we haven't listened to in its entirety yet, or?
No, it's, I mean, in your mind, do you have a list of albums you can think of that you would listen to from beginning to end? A few.
Of different artists?
Yes.
Or just?
Different artists.
Without skipping a track?
Yes. Mm. Beginning to end, you can just put it in and you don't have to do anything until it's over.
Lots of Pink
Floyd.
That's what she said. That was good, actually. Point Adam.
Yay!
All right.
And I was sounding so damn interviewy too, son of a bitch.
No, that's okay.
We also needed some swearing, so I was correcting it for myself.
Yes.
Good stuff.
So, what would you say?
The only album that I can really sit down and listen to its entirety, not want to do anything whilst going on and just like let my mind go, would probably be Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon.
Ooh.
Because it, like, Pink Floyd, when they were writing music, they purposely wrote so that it was an album in its entirety. Like, they would just go from beginning to end. Because this one was back on records. Like,
yep.
you didn't have that pause in between that CDs do now. Or on, like, playlists, buffering and waiting and commercials in between. They were just one into the next.
Someone just advertised in the middle of her conversation.
Hey. Segue.
Because I'm awesome like that, you know.
Have you heard the 8-bit version of Dark Side of the Moon?
Whoa.
It's actually like equally as relaxing.
I don't know. Maybe.
I'd like to hear that.
I know if people look
Not
it up
now.
Online. No, I was going to say kind of as a in between after the episode before we play Leonard Maltin, which is why everyone should stick around for the bonus track. We can play a little bit of it then. Because I've actually worked to the 8-bit version, and it's, like, recognizable enough where it's like white noise, but at the same time something I can listen to if I zone out for a second and a half.
Mm. Do, 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 do,
that's exactly what it is. It's just...
That bass line's so iconic.
Yeah.
Monday!
Oh, that would be a good one, because... They do have a legitimate library.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I also did it to The Wizard of Oz one time at a cast party.
Yeah.
Which, if you haven't done, do it. It's trippy as hell.
I've done it once in my basement. Like, we got a bunch of people over just to see, you know, if it did work or not, and it was 50-50. But then we actually had an English teacher in 10th grade who actually did that as a 2-day thing, is just letting us go through The Wizard of Oz and listen to it with Pink Floyd.
I think it does for the first side especially well. And mm-hmm. It does if you know the album really well and the names of the songs.
Yes.
And whatnot, it syncs up. Because, I mean, like, when she goes to see the guy before she gets to Oz... And she pulls up to the Mystic's little van where it says past, present, and future. It, like, coincides with the title of the song. So, I mean, if you know...
Right.
If you know the little things like that, it makes it even cooler. But you really have to be paying attention, I guess.
Wow. And the one that really stuck out in my mind was all of the alarm clocks going off.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When the Wicked Witch character makes her first appearance on the bicycle.
Right.
That was very striking.
Well, and the door opening. That's just hot. Well, and I love the one in when she's in Munchkin Land 2, and the song says, "And which is which?" And they pan between Glinda and the Wicked Witch.
Mm.
It's yummy.
Yeah. The problem with when I did it in my basement was we did not really get the timing. We just kind of guessed.
Oh, it's the, you got to start.
It's the third roar, yep. Isn't it?
You push play at the third roar of the MGM line. The
well, we were working with the vinyl. That's what it was. Is
yummy.
Wheels had an extensive vinyl collection, and I would take advantage of it anytime I could.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, the way we had it synced up, there was also like this perfect little saxophone lick as soon as the lion opened up his mouth to sing.
Nice.
So that was pretty funny. As well.
Molly, can you think of one where it's an album that you love through and through and could just dive into the rest of a repertoire?
Yeah, I mean, I really love Favorite Worst Nightmare by the Arctic Monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But I already own like their whole library, so it's one of those things where I'm already familiar with like
right.
the band. You know what I mean?
No, so, I'm stuck on the same thing. Yeah. Every one that I can think of, it's like, well, I know what else yeah. they've done because you know, I was a dumb kid and I would just, you know, go out and buy every album yeah. I could.
No, it's not dumb.
No, I mean, you know, not see the concept of saving money for anything. Right. So I've ruined myself forever.
Ah. Yeah, I did that with art supplies. Good job, me.
Money is something to be burned.
Quickly.
Must accumulate more.
Let's see. I'm just trying to think of...
Because off the top of my head, I would say... the Decemberists from The Crane Wife, but
ooh.
I already have the rest of their library. It's one of those things where I kind of listen to that straight through because they kind of, in a way, pulled a Pink Floyd and went all the way through for
right.
like 7 out of the 10 tracks, and then it just kind of lightly jumps around.
Hmm.
But it's still a solid album. Or the first one I remember that I could actually listen to all the way through was The Offspring's Americana. But again, weird kid where now I can listen to it. It's like, well, that guy's voice is really cool, but the songs are all the same.
I got another one.
Oh, here you go.
Green Day.
Which, based on which album?
Any of them. All of them. If you listen to one, you think like, oh, I want to go and grab the rest of it. But they did such a like a switch up between different albums. And it's an interesting one to like put all the different albums together. Because you put them back to back and you finish listening to one, you get to the next one. Like, and you just kind of sit there going, wait, is this the same band? Holy crap. The end. Well, yeah. But they go from just such an acoustic... 90s style, early 90s style, to just more, I don't know what I would categorize.
Grandiose.
Grandiose punk.
Yeah.
I actually like that content.
Grandiose eyeliner punk.
Yeah, eyeliner punk.
There you go. You're
welcome. Where you have enough money to buy the eyeliner that you need to be angsty.
Yes. I painted with my guitar with it. Now I'm going to paint my eyes with it too.
Yes.
Revlon.
Now should I get this one or this one?
I'm going to look fabulous in my rock show today.
I really it's what the bass player sounds who like never gets to sing. That's his voice.
That's what I was saying. There's always somebody in the band who's like, this is going to be fun, guys.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
They just keep his mic off and they don't tell him. He sings all the words. He has no idea.
He's a fantastic bass player, but God, he cannot sing.
He can't play the bass without singing along in a really obnoxious falsetto voice.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I actually want to hear that. Like, like, I wish that was something that was taken out in post so that someday there will be the Green Day erased track.
The Falsy album.
Oh. That would be too perfect.
Oh, yes. We're sorry for making fun of you, bassist of Green Day.
Yeah, he's actually a really good
singer.
We
understand.
Wait, it looks kind of funny.
cried at last. Oh, yeah,
I was too. That's probably like the second or third time that's happened on the show where it's just gotten so freaking weird.
But you're welcome.
But, you know, this would be a perfect end to transition into Movie Bluff.
Segway!
It's a really terrible way to get around a city.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the city, but, like, from city to city.
On a Segway? That would take forever.
But that's what a tour is.
Hmm.
My only reference point is because I was walking on the Stone Arch Bridge.
Oh, and the Segway tour.
A Segway tour went by. Yep. So it's like, yeah, makes sense.
Okay, my friend did that with his dad for his father's birthday present. They said that it was actually really cool because you got to like figure out the Segway walk and everything whilst going, oh, Stone Arch Bridge and downtown. And, oh, it's just so cool.
You get to play around while learning something.
Right. But I don't know if I could do it on my own. Just be like, oh my God, I gotta get to work! And Batmobile on a Segway, because it goes like 5 miles an hour.
See, I feel like it would be a lot like bumper cars or something, where you have to be with a group of friends so that you can make fun of each other for your inept ability to manage it, while simultaneously running into each other constantly.
Yes.
And then somebody is showing off and, you know, going crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well-rounded activity.
The only place where that's like an actual good use is like the airport. For the airport cops. Because those things actually do go pretty quick in the airport.
But at the same time, then you look at a mall cop and you're just like, you're just sad. A little bit.
Katie said, I'm probably a little chubby for you kids at home.
Yes. But Movie Bluff.
Movie Bluff.
Movie Bluff.
So, Molly, have you listened to a few episodes to the point where you understand Movie Bluff?
Katie explained the rules to me, but yeah, I have listened, and last week you guys didn't play Movie Bluff.
No, so, we wanted to have fun because I brought wheels on.
Right.
But, you know, it's the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but you actually hit the movies rather than just person to person.
Right.
And then, do you know the trilogy rule?
Yes, she told me the trilogy rule.
Do I know this rule?
No, this is actually a new rule.
Okay.
Where if a movie that exists within a trilogy or expansive library beyond that, you're not allowed to mention another movie from that trilogy until two other movies have been named.
Oh, I like that.
So that way, you know, we kept hitting Star Wars and then Star Wars. Yeah. So now it's, you can bring up Star Wars once, and but it won't come back for a little bit.
That's fine.
Yeah. And then we played at 3 points or two really long points. And yeah, that's it.
Do we have our desk?
We don't need it because I've become competent. Before it was just I would forget because I didn't know the rhythm, but now it's just like, well, actually what happens is the other rule that you do not know yet is now we play
elimination.
Last person standing. So if you can't think of an answer or you're challenged and you get it wrong or anything like that, you're just out for the point. So it keeps going around and around and around till there are two people and then somebody goofs up.
Because every so often, I mean, this happens so very much, you know, one person is stuck on a particular thing.
But everyone else is
everybody else knows it.
I got this.
I got it. Yeah.
Teacher, pick me.
And now there is that opportunity to pass it along and redeem yourself.
Where would I find a Beezle? Oh,
pick me. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a Harry Potter reference. What?
So I'm trying to think.
Except for I don't sound like Alan Rickman.
Where would I find a Beezle?
I can't even do it.
You know what? Actually, I think.
Where would I find?
I think Alan Rickman would be a good starter.
Okay.
Because there is enough going on where we could bounce around for a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. Do I get to start it then?
Yes, since you thought of it. Cool. You get to say...
Alan Rickman. Movie.
Thank you.
Yeah, it has to be a movie at this point.
Sorry. No, album.
He's probably done... Twinkle, twinkle. Oh, no, I can name a soundtrack, so...
Epic.
Alan Rickman movie... So I will say Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone cast.
Maggie Smith movie.
Ooh.
Sister Act cast.
Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Ooh, I like this one.
Star Trek The Next Generation.
Damn it.
Oh. No, that's awesome.
No, I was hoping for something else.
Too bad.
Cast.
Oh, I have to laugh every time because Will Wheaton. But I will also say cast.
Patrick Stewart? Oh, I don't know.
Lock it in. Cast or movie?
Movie.
You're right.
You're right.
You're right. Good job.
I know nothing about Star Trek. So.
Well, good thing that another TV show.
Yeah.
What about TV shows?
Because I want to go Family Guy. Cast.
What was your question?
You know, you could say, I assume this. I'm trying to word this in the right way, where if there are movies based on a TV show, they fall into the trilogy or
multiple.
Because, like, you know, there are all the Star Trek movies starring Patrick Stewart and that squad.
Right.
I think.
Would that fall under the, you know, they all worked on almost the exact same project?
I think that because there is that split between TV shows and movies, and because it's oftentimes difficult to find a way out of TV shows once you get into them.
Okay.
Then I think that movies should be allowed.
Okay. Second question. Non-sequel collections of common cast movies. So Insurrection and, you know, First Contact.
Those would fall under the trilogy rule.
I like it. Thank you. Game on.
Cool. Now, what did you say?
Family Guy cast.
Family Guy cast.
No, I'm sending you back. Get out that transporter. No, you can't have a Slurpee.
Oh, that's the... I literally cried the first time I saw the Family Guy where Susie Swanson has Patrick Stewart's voice. I cried. I was laughing. It's so good.
I don't think I made it that far into the series.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Seth MacFarlane. Cast.
Thank you. I mean, I could say other things of his, but it's... They're not fun things.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah,
go on.
So I will say... Oh my god, it's, I can't think of his name because I'm going to screw it up, so I'm just going to say Adam West.
I am Adam West. Somebody had
to. Or am I Adam Wee? But I'm also going to say cast.
Ooh, Seth Green. Movie.
Knocked Up cast.
You're bluffing.
Dang it.
Wrong Seth.
You were thinking of Seth Rogen.
Yeah, but I wanted to see if I could go with it.
No, I heard, I was like,
no, I was like, he was in
that? Yeah, that's what I was just...
I'm going with it. I'm just committing, and it's going to happen.
We Dang just got it. Word from the producer that Seth Green was not in Knocked
it's,
Up.
It's been verified. So
it's verified.
Lola is out for this this point.
Okay. So, it goes back to Seth Green movie
correct.
To me. And... Oh, what's something fun Ooh. He's been in that's not the one that I usually say.
I got a couple good ones.
I want to be an American.
Robot Chicken cast.
Ooh.
That works too. Macaulay Culkin movie.
Mm. Ooh, Saved cast. Mandy Moore. Oh, I'm not.
Oh, you're not in anymore.
Sorry, I didn't mean to screw that up. I said nothing.
Mandy Moore movie.
Dang it. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Scrubs cast.
Zach Braff movie.
Garden State cast.
Oh God, what's his name?
name.
Going for the spike, are we?
No, I'm just trying to challenge myself because I can see his face so well, but he doesn't have a name attached to it because I keep thinking of the character. I will say Natalie Portman movie.
V for Vendetta cast.
Oh, cool. Hugo Weaving movie.
Oh, Hugo. I will say Captain America movie. It's another Hugo movie.
Hugo.
Hugo.
Captain America.
Captain America 2. No. Nope, trilogy rule.
It's been recognized.
Oh. I don't even know, so I'm just going to make up a movie. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
What an interesting movie that would be. Holy crap.
Who are we talking about?
I don't even know who it is.
Hugo.
Hugo Weaving in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
We should splice something together so it looks like he's actually in the movie.
Mr. Anderson.
Would you like your brain scan?
It is a dream sequence movie, kind of. So you can.
It is getting the first people to plug in.
Hugo, what are you doing under that table?
Blurry Hugo. He's only part of a memory.
I'm going to say that you're bluffing officially.
Yay.
That was a good guess, yeah.
It was fun. Imagine
really small cast, though.
Yeah, it's
tiny
true.
Cast.
Anyway.
So Hugo Weaving movie to you.
Okay. I will say...
Do it.
I really want to. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah.
Dun, Orlando dun, Bloom movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean, the original cast.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
Just trying to fill the silence, man.
Oh. You forgot you have to do the bass line. You have to actually think.
Now it sounds like Seinfeld.
There you go. There you go. It helps. Okay, I will do Jeffrey Rush movie.
Oh, the King's Speech cast.
I will go with...
That's who I would pick.
Yeah, I guess I will too. I'll go with Colin Firth.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking.
Oh, fine.
But, you know.
Yeah, I'll say movie.
Colin Firth movie. Let's see.
Swimming pool.
Which one do I want to choose?
There are so many.
Oh, the birds are picking up again.
That was a Lola bird.
Hot mess. Breaks the silence every time.
He was totally in a movie called Hot Mess.
Yes. Yes, he was.
But I feel like the way that I said it was more like the American-made version that came after it. His hot mess.
Oh, my dear, you look like a hot mess. I say.
And that's the Harry Potter version.
I guess. But I will say... Dude, Where's My Car? Cast.
No.
Damn.
Bluff?
That almost seemed like...
I couldn't really think of another one because I was blank. What movie can't I think of right now, Lola?
What a Girl Wants with Amanda Bynes, where he dances around in leather pants. Hell yes! The Bridget Jones Diary with Renee Zellweger, or
Actually,
Love Actually. That's British.
Yeah, Mamma Mia, where he's gay.
I haven't seen any of those movies.
Pride and Prejudice, where he jumps out of a lake with a white shirt.
The importance of being earnest.
Who ate all the cucumber sandwiches?
The importance of being earnest.
Love that one. Okay, so Kate I got the point on that one. And Lola, you were out first.
Sorry.
So you actually get to start this one.
Score!
But it goes to Molly this time.
Okay, I'm going to try this actress because... I don't know if you know who she is, but she's going
to
be awesome.
We usually try to softball it for that first one, so optimistic.
But I just wanted to always fit her in, and she's never worked. Okay, I want to start with Daryl Hannah.
I know who she is. I just honestly don't know of a movie. Maybe she's in one about mermaids, isn't she?
Yeah.
Is it called Mermaid? I don't know. I don't think it is. But I know she's in a movie about mermaids.
Okay, we'll try somebody else. But she was in the movie Splash with Tom Hanks. Always wanted to throw that one in.
Why didn't you say Splash?
Wait a minute.
She's already thrown out.
I already done that away.
Something else.
Something else. Michelle Pfeiffer movie.
I'm so bad at movie games.
You were holding your own for a while.
You got to get closer to the mic, though.
Oh, yes. There you go. I was surprised. But yeah, let's see. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, squinty-faced like.
Oh, Catwoman.
Sorry. It just goes with the squinty face comment. Sorry, that was my bad. I've been bad today.
Man. Cast.
She played Catwoman, but wasn't that in Batman?
Ooh, you might be right.
So I'm going to say Shenanigans. Because I was thinking, wasn't that Halle Berry in that other one?
Halle Berry did play Catwoman in a movie called Catwoman, but Michelle Pfeiffer did not play Catwoman in a movie called Catwoman.
I tried my hardest.
Though that's going to be the name of my movie. In a movie called Batwoman.
Catwoman.
No, Batwoman.
Yeah, I was going to say, keep Batwoman.
Catwoman. Barbara Gordon,
That way, no lawsuits. So, Michelle Pfeiffer comes to me instead, and I will say... Midsummer Night's Dream.
Ooh.
But I will say movie.
Oh, okay.
And you're welcome.
Yeah. All right. So you said Midsummer Night's Dream for Michelle Pfeiffer. So I have to think of another Michelle Pfeiffer movie.
Correct.
And can I say Batman? Because I kind of want to say Batman because I like where it's going to go.
It could work.
But it's Batman Returns.
It was more so, yeah, since you're adding on Returns, since I only said a Batman movie.
Yeah.
I think it's safe.
It is Batman Returns cast.
Ooh, I want to play this game.
Me, big me. No, I can do this.
There are a couple of really attractive options in this particular movie.
And there's one where I just want to make a sound for it. That's all.
Leather interior. Rocket boosters.
Batman.
Run flat tires.
Now you're just thinking of Batmobile.
CD changer.
That's what she said.
GPS.
Thinking.
Hand-stitched upholstery. Jet engine.
What is his name? Oh, my God.
Stick shift.
extra large fins on the back.
Eric's going to kill me for reading this guy's name.
Headlights.
Taillights.
Taillights. Body armor.
Somebody in Ridgefield actually owned the Batmobile for a while, just saying.
Bucket seats, I believe.
Yes. Black rims.
You got anything for us?
Grappling hook for going Tim around
Burton
corners.
Movie.
We don't do directors.
I know, but I was going to try something. I had to say something.
Shenanigans again.
He accidentally walked through the background of his own movie.
What's up?
Crap. Are we filming right now? Crap.
I thought it was Tuesday.
He played the penguin, didn't you know? Come on.
No, but that is going to be my answer. Because I'm going to say Danny DeVito movie.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Who was the Batman in that movie? Please, somebody.
It's Funny Face.
I know who it was.
Watch Ado About Nothing, The Guard.
I already said Danny DeVito, so who cares? We can't say
it
again.
But I want to know what the Batman, which is the Batman.
You said Danny DeVito movie.
Yes, so.
Yeah.
So you can tell me who Batman is.
Yeah, because we're not going to retread.
I can tell you who Batman is.
Who's Batman?
Michael Keaton.
Oh my God, thank you. Oh, it was hurting my brain.
Cool party.
Cool party, Steve.
Hey, all pizza.
All I could think about was him in Much Ado About Nothing. He plays the good neighbor. I beseech you.
Multiplicity all the time.
Okay, anyway. Yeah. Danny DeVito. I can't think of anything else. Matilda.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Cast.
That's right. Oh man, I haven't seen that since I was like six.
I'm indecisive on who the mom was, only based on the fact that I assume it's the woman that was married to Danny DeVito for all that time.
This is me going for the spike.
No, I know her last name. I just can't think of her first name. But then I also thought.
Sorry.
Boom.
That was like a gong.
That was my apologies.
I can picture who the teacher was too, but. I'm thinking of the wrong name, so I'm going to say Mara Wilson movie.
Okay, Mrs. Doubtfire cast.
Robin Williams cast.
Oh, balls. What's his name? Oh, wait a minute. Duh. Pierce Brosnan movie.
I don't know which way to go with this.
Left.
I was thinking slantways. Sideways.
Slantways.
Sideways, and you need a bottle of wine for that one.
I will say GoldenEye cast.
Oh. Oh, do I have a spike for this one?
No, but I do.
That was my spike move.
Ooh, I got a couple good ones.
Wait a minute. Does the trilogy rule apply to Bond movies?
If it applies to Star Trek in the same right, but I would say according to Bond era.
But there is only one character who has been consistently in all of the movies up to a certain point.
But I can think of a couple that have crossed the border. So that's why I was thinking, like, you know, for the Pierce Brosnan's is, and the Sean Connery's is, because that's the best way to make things plural.
And the guy in the middle, nobody can remember.
Timothy Dalton?
Yeah.
Roger Moore?
Yeah.
Other guy?
Batman?
Michael Keaton?
But I would say there's an element of consistency where we could at least break it off between...
Who played Bond.
Right.
Okay. I like that idea. That helps a lot.
Because that way we can also do, you know, young Indiana Jones versus regular Indiana Jones.
Sure.
There might be some bridges.
I guess. I didn't watch Young Indiana Jones.
No,
but,
nuts to that.
What was I doing?
GoldenEye cast.
Okay. Famke Janssen movie.
Taken. Cast.
Liam Neeson movie.
Liam Neeson. No more drinks for Lauren.
Love Actually. Cast.
Colin Firth. Movie.
Technically, that would be appropriate because...
New round.
Yeah. So I will say The Importance of Being Earnest. Cast.
Maggie Smith. Movie.
You're right. That was actually a really good one.
That was impressive.
That's an impressive stab.
Well, now I know what to do with all of those British obscure British TV shows.
Just go with Maggie Smith and you're safe.
She's a dame, so you know, she's in everything.
It's yes.
True.
Hook cast.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Wanted to bring it back to the right side of the
wow.
Right side okay. of the pond.
Julia Roberts movie.
Oh, point.
That
was skills.
I don't know which one to do. Pretty Woman cast.
Richard Gere. Movie.
That one where he has gray hair.
Which is impossible.
Oh. An Officer and a Gentleman.
Ooh.
But I'm going to also say movie.
You are, huh?
Yes.
I'm skeptical.
Well, then what if I said something else? Are you calling my shenanigans?
I'm going to call your shenanigans.
Runaway Bride.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Why?
Oh. Yes. Oh, that? I thought you were saying I didn't know another one.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm officially saying that you are bluffering.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you...
wrong. What?
You would be wrong.
Producer says I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And that Dan is right.
Yeah.
Ah. No.
Runaway Bride. Because he
okay.
wasn't.
Yeah, okay. Legit.
But I got 2 points, and it's been long enough that 2 points is... good enough. And
yep.
plus based on the fact that I've won, that means that we can definitely do Leonard Maltin as a bonus track.
We should have like on Wheel of Fortune or something like that, where they have the bell where they're almost out of time.
Beep,
we could do that for
well,
movie bluff.
We would have to do that in post, so somebody would just be like, I hear the bell. Everyone else is like, what the fuck was that?
Why don't we just say that? I hear the bell. Or I could just go, doo-doo.
Because sometimes I'd get really bored and I'd make something that wasn't a bell.
Or
I hear the bell. Does he?
I hear the bell.
Monty Python style.
Oh, I hear the bell. Okay.
Independence Day style. Scarface style.
Yes. But it changes a lot easier if I just, you know, say, hey, good for us.
Or, I hear the bell. What bell?
I don't.
What bell? Oh, God, there's a bell. Where's the bell? Keep it away from me. What were we going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, hey, Lola, do you have anything to plug that's going on Friday or thereafter that you want people to know about? things that you're doing or something you're participating in, anything like that?
Well, last year I was on was in April, I looked. And so since then, the garden sale at the Eden Art Center opened. We had a great time at the art fair that was on 50th and France. We did really good for the pottery department. And the garden sale is still going on for a little bit. And I still have jewelry in the gallery. And then it'll probably be there after the show closes because I have some in the shop that's there too, but I decided that I just really wanted to get rid of a whole bunch of my bead inventory. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole bunch of just like random beads in packs that like are grouped together for, you know, various themed colors and materials and whatnot for
personal
like
projects.
Yeah. For personal projects, and they're like dirt cheap. I'm selling them for not even what they're worth. So if you are a crafter and you want beads, go there. Buy. Have fun.
Website?
The Art Center has a website. It's edinartcenter.com.
I mean, that's how they'd find out how to go there.
Oh, yeah. Just search the Edina Art Center on the web and it'll pop up. Do check the map on how to get there before you go because it's kind of... Yeah, it's down the road from the Edina Pool on Lake Cornelia.
And disc golf course.
Yes, there's a disc golf course there. It's actually really fun, but you got to watch the ponds and the cars. but other than that, it's great. Yeah. And so it's like down that road like a mile. So if you're driving down that road and you're like, oh my God, where is it? I'm totally lost. You're not lost. Keep going.
And a lot of people unconsciously see it driving by because it's the building with the bird on it. That
yep.
When you're driving on 62 going west and you hit that bend right after going under France, right?
Yep. It's that big, it's the Phoenix they got actually. It was like in a closet at the library and somebody at the Art Center found it and was just like, why is this wonderful piece of artwork in the closet, mm-hmm. you idiots? So they took it and just hung it on the side of the building and it like slowly became the emblem of the Art Center, which is kind of a cool story.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you can see it there. The other thing is I am selling a pair of rock climbing shoes. If you need a pair of rock climbing shoes and you're a woman and your foot is smaller or around a size 7, send me an email or a Facebook message.
You probably should just, I mean, do you have them listed on Craigslist or something like that?
No, not yet. I'm getting there. I have a whole box of stuff that I'm like trying to get rid of and sell, but that's one thing that's just like kind of more expensive than the other.
eBay?
Just felt like selling it.
If your feet are smaller than a loaf of bread, you may buy these climbing shoes.
They're just a little too small for me, and I never wore them outside, and I don't climb anymore because I broke up with that boyfriend. So,
well, nuts to them.
So there's that.
Good Sorry. Reason to sell.
Sorry, stuff. Carl Brockhoff. Love you.
And then, do you have a Twitter?
No.
No, you don't have Twitter. Okay.
No.
I miss you, Carl.
Awkward.
You could buy
climb shoes and go climb with him.
No, you could buy her shoes and then just hold them and remember Carl.
Seriously, though, I was in an awesome show with him in college, and it was fun.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
I still have that T-shirt. P.S.
Art. I have mine somewhere. I don't. It's in one of my drawers somewhere. It's not white, but it is white. But it's not white.
Ew.
Everybody else is like, "What?"
Molly, how about
Lola
you?
And I get it. We get
Molly,
it.
Molly, how about you? Do you have anything to plug that's going on from Friday or then on that you're participating in or hosting or?
No.
You said no 6 times. Would you like to add a 7th?
No.
Since you don't have an answer, name your preferred 4th of July fireworks spot.
Ooh.
I'm going to start doing this. If they don't have an answer, they have to answer something.
This sounds really weird, but I would say it's actually in Texas.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the Mean Green Stadium at UNT in Denton, Texas is a really good spot. So I don't know if anybody...
Realistically, a weird answer would be like a cage.
Well, I'm just saying, since we're in Minnesota, people aren't going to immediately go, oh, you know, Texas.
We have people even in England and France who apparently stop by our website.
Nice. All
supposedly,
right.
Or some crazy IP address jacking somebody. Magic. I don't know.
Wizards.
Yeah. Yes. So, Adam, what about you?
Plug? Not... not this time around, actually. I think... isn't Rock the Garden this weekend?
Yeah, but that sold out like 15 minutes after it opened up. Yeah.
So if you are going, you're a lucky bastard.
Or if you live around there, good for you.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess I don't have anything to plug for this week. Maybe next week I will. But my favorite fireworks spot absolutely has to be the Commons in Excelsior.
Yeah.
Because aww, whenever I am away for 4th of July, I always wish that I was there. So
we're just good at finding spots is all.
It's true. And the Minnesota Orchestra.
That too.
Live outdoor performance. How cool is that? That's like the perfect summer thing. So
it works well.
Yes, it
the
does.
The first time I went with you to fireworks at the Commons was the first night I met Dan.
I remember just that. Saying.
That's right. I have that. Pictures from that night.
Mm-hmm. On Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of them, Dave looks like a zombie.
Yes.
And he's also with Liz.
Oh, those sad, sad days.
Interesting summer.
Yeah, that was
anyway,
an interesting summer.
Anyway, so moving on from that. Moving on from that. Absolutely, the Commons in Excelsior.
Ta-da. And Twitter. And Molly, I didn't ask you first. I'm sorry. Are you on Twitter?
I am not on Twitter. Just on Facebook.
Perfect.
Five.
Cool. And I am on Twitter, and I actually tweeted something recently that was kind of cool. For a change, because I haven't really been tweeting a whole lot.
But he's not going to tell you, because you have to look it up.
By going to?
ADAMERDMANN.
Whoa. Whoa. One more time slower.
It's my name.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
It's double N on the end, which
that's right.
Is the thing that trips people up sometimes,
it's assumed. True. It's true. It's like having two N's on the end of Waylon.
Waylon.
You wouldn't really think it was there, but in your case, it's not there, but in my case, it is there. So it's important.
So you're saying it should be there?
Yes.
My family's been wrong all this time.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
No.
I can't really judge. Your name means wolf.
Yeah, it's cool enough. Doesn't need any extra N's.
It's true.
Wolfen. No, doesn't work.
Wolfen. Go on, please.
Yes.
I'm on Last FM also.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Adman 7, if you're interested in what I'm listening into. And
there are a couple things there are a couple things that I've kind of already plugged where Cake, Basilica Block Party, July 7th, there's Trains also playing that night, OAR is playing the other night, tickets are available on Ticketmaster.com with that crappy fee thing they do. And then Jimmy Pardo is going to be at Acme Comedy Club, July 27th, 28th, and I'm going to check that out too because he's on the podcast Never Not Funny, which is definitely worth checking out. And Greg Proops is going to be here June 28th at the Varsity, and checking that out too. So, lots of good music and comedy that's coming through Minneapolis. Check it out. Oh, also something to plug, just as something cool that I saw that's kind of podcast-related, is the Nerdist podcast released multiple episodes where they did a celebrity all-star bowling series, where it's about 11 minutes, where they did a Breaking Bad game, where they played four characters from Breaking Bad, like four of the actors from that, where they also did podcasters, so a bunch of different podcasters played against them. Or they did Mad Men, so they had the four people from the cast of Mad Men there. And it's really funny. Go to YouTube, type in Nerdist, and it'll come up as one of their channels, and it's really funny. And funny. I'll stick with funny. And you can find me on Twitter by going to @DanLWhelan, W-H-E-L-A-N. And for the podcast, you can find us online by going to bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find photos of our guests as well as bonus tracks that we do, mic checks and bonus games and whatnot. You can also find us on iTunes by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, by searching for Buffering, or by searching for any of our guests' names, past or present. So Molly, if you weren't already, now you're searchable on iTunes,
wow,
which is cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, share that
on
Friday.
I'm going to totally look myself up.
There you go. The jump to a solo career. You can also find us on Twitter by going to @BufferPodcast, where you'll get updates about iTunes on our website. You can also find us on... Well, you can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Foursquare by, you know, coming to the Frank Oz Memorial Studio and checking in on Foursquare. Or you can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
Buffering is also on Stitcher.
You don't say, Adam.
Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher's smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher smart radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Oh, I like the way to say Stitcher smart radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Yeah.
There's always that little beat in there, and I always enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm going to remember to take a second picture so that nobody... says anything negative about that. But thank you for listening to the 38th episode of the Buffering Podcast. Thank you both for being on the show.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
And we will see you next week. Make sure to stay tuned for the bonus track, Leonard Maltin game. Woo!